Hello.
Hi, Amaryllis. It's Needy Medina.
Hi.
Hi. Is this a better time now?
Yeah, I can talk a couple minutes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I don't know if Victor went over anything with you, but he did want me to explain to you what it is that he and I were talking about. Our company is Local Splash. We're a Google Premier channel partner. So we were speaking with Victor in regards to listing the business on the first page of Google. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what we include in our program, and just to kind of clarify, we have this position that opened up in the local map, and I was explaining to him like the placements, right? So it's an exclusive listing. What I mean by that is that we're looking right now for a business that has a great reputation online, okay, provides a quality service and can handle more business. And, you know, we call Victor because based off of like what we've seen, you know, with photos, you know, we also saw he has great reviews on his Yelp listing as well. Definitely a great fit for us, you know, and what we look for in a business. Okay. Couple of things that I went over with him. I noticed that the website wasn't working when I, cause he had mentioned he had a website and I saw the website link, but when I went to click on it, it said that it was, there was a bad connection or something. And he mentioned as well that I guess you brought that up to him, something about the website, but he wasn't sure about it. Okay. What I offered him today, it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis with no contracts, okay?
Okay.
He liked it, but he wanted me to discuss it with you as well so that you're on board.
Okay.
So we offered him, it's a flat rate of $299 month-to-month with no contracts. There is a one-time setup fee of $99, which is to cover the programming. His initial investment would be $398 to get started. Every month after is a flat rate of $299 month to month. Now, what it includes, we would list the business in two spotlight positions on Google, in the local map on the first page, as well as at the top of the page in the Google Ads, because that'll help us target outside of his local area. We create content for him on Bing. We submit him to popular directories, Facebook. He has his Yelp page, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. Okay, those are just to name a few of them. We include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. We give them exposure on mobile devices, iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Okay? Now, regarding your website, I don't know why it wouldn't be connecting or why it's not coming up. I don't know if – was that something you guys built or did – did another company do that for you?
So when we started our website, we spoke with, it was like an internet tech guy.
Okay.
So he's the one that helped build it.
Okay. And how long ago was it the last time when you guys saw it up and running?
Actually, this is news to me because I thought I fixed that issue, probably a couple months ago.
Yeah, because when I was looking at it, even now when I tried to get on it, I even tried from my phone as well because I thought, okay, maybe it's my internet connection, but it's – and I'll pull it up again.
Can you hold a minute while I try to pull it up on my phone too?
I'll hold.
Okay, thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I had a speech problem. My kids were stealing the same credit cards and donating to us. I know, hold on for a bit. So how long have you been helping with special interest?
A while. Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing like Zoom, like WWE workout videos, which is pretty cool. Like the WWE superstars were doing workouts for the office.
Do I have to speak with them? Because this is a very important phone call. So I do see it actually up and running. What's the email address or the website he gave you?
Okay, the one that I'm looking at, it's plumbing123inc.com.
Correct.
And you see it, right? Hold on, let me see.
I see the website.
Yeah, you know what it says? Like, when I try to go in it, even from my phone, it says, it'll say, your connection is not private. Attackers might be trying to steal your information from plumbing123inc.com.
Okay.
That's really weird. Yeah, because I even try to go in it because I see your guys' Facebook page, right? So I try to click on the link from your Facebook page, and it's telling me the same thing even on my phone.
Okay.
Do you know if you have – now, this could be a reason. There's – if you look at, like, the URLs on websites, right, there's this
mm-hmm.
– it's like a lock. It looks like a lock, and then it'll say HTTPS plumbing123inc.com, right?
Right.
If you don't have that lock, it'll say not secure, okay?
Hold on. Let me double check. 1 second.
Look at that and see if it has the lock.
So you said it should say HTTPS.
Yeah, like if you look, you know where the search bar is, right? Where the URL
Correct.
Is? On the website.
Yes.
Okay. Do you see like a little lock? It would show it right at the beginning. Okay. Does it say not secure? Like it says not secure and then it gives the website URL.
1 second.
Okay.
Actually, I do see a little lock.
Okay. That's really weird because typically, I mean, I don't know if it's because I have certain, like I'm looking for my iPhone. I tried it way to see if.
I'm on my phone too.
Yeah, and it's not coming up. Let me do this. I'm going to send you, because you're on your iPhone right now, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text. If you can copy that link and text it back to me, this way I can see because maybe it might be a little, maybe there might be one letter missing or some type of a little symbol.
Okay. Okay.
But as long as you have your website, I mean, we obviously want to make sure that your website is attached to your listings as well. We don't want anyone else running into that problem. I just sent you a message that said, hi, this is Nadine.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I just got the link, so you want me to copy the URL, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, copy.
So you want...
Yeah, and you could text it back to me. Copy the URL and paste it in that text message I just sent you, and then send, and it'll send it back to me.
Okay, no problem. 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, because I just want to make sure, because when I click on the link you have on Yelp, the link you have on for the URL for the website, on Facebook, it's giving me the same message.
Okay. I just sent you the text.
Okay. At any time you need me to hold, don't worry about that. I don't mind. Because I know you're multitasking over there.
It's the joys of being a business owner.
Yeah, you know what? I was the same way. My husband and I, 10 years ago, we used to have a catering business on the weekends. Oh, my gosh. I wore all the hats, everything.
Yeah,
I managed
that's
everything, phone calls, emails, setting up everything. And all he did was show up and cater. Show up and cook.
Yeah,
I'm like, that.
Oh, okay. So then you get it. Yeah, that's my
yeah,
exactly.
Totally get
it. I do
it.
Everything, and then my husband just shows up and does the work. And
yeah,
but in the
exactly.
meantime, I'm working with Springfield and everyone else.
Yeah. You know, it's for some reason, maybe it's on my system because I have all these security things, you know, because it's a company, obviously, laptop. So that's probably
mm-hmm.
why it's not letting me. But, I mean, you say it's up, right?
I see that it's up, and I show a little lock at the like when I look at
okay.
the search
okay, perfect.
Engine.
That would be my concern is the lock, only because the lock is super important, and I'm glad that you have that, because with the lock, what it does is, because you have secure information, you know, that when people go on websites, right, and they fill out forms, like let's say someone wants to schedule an appointment with you, right, and they fill out a form or they want to email you from your website, they send their contact information. When you have the security lock on it, Amaryllis, it prevents anyone from stealing that information. Okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, there's a lot of weirdos out there, but, you know, so that's what that does. So I'm glad you have the lock on it. So we will make sure that your website is attached to it, just to ensure that when they click on your website, I mean, obviously they're going directly to that website. Okay?
Right.
But that's what we're able to offer him. I did mention to him as well that with our program, we also provide a customized tracking and reporting system. We want you guys to be able to track your success with our program. So you're able to go in at any time. You'll have access. I'm assuming you would be the one having the access, but you'll be able to go in and see all of the keywords you're listed for, the clicks you're receiving, the location of the search, as well as tracking the calls that you're getting from new customers. If at any time you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of the content, you can do so always with the assistance of your account management team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have our team here to assist you with it all. But he did
okay.
want me to run it by you since he says, you know, you handle the majority of it. He was cool with the price. He said, I'm okay with the price because I know in the beginning he and I discussed that's what it was going to boil down to. I know you guys range anywhere, you know, sometimes your Yelp, he mentioned, goes up as much as like $3,000 a month. But, I mean, it's working, right? You're getting a good return.
Depending, yeah. It depends on the day, I guess, if that makes sense.
Right, right. No, it does.
So then Google would, we would be at the top of the list for Google.
Two spotlight positions. So with Google in the local map, I mean, we don't have a way of telling you you'll be on page or like you're going to be on page one, but we can't tell you you'll be number one, number five, number three. You're going to be
That's
there
it.
On the first page in the local map, but also at the very top of the page in the Google Ads. The Google Ads, what's cool about the Google Ads is because with Google Ads, you can target specific cities, zip codes, or by mile radius, whichever you prefer. Okay, but you can be very specific with the Google Ads. I know he told me he's traveling about a 15-mile radius from your guys' location there in Chicago, right?
Yeah, give or take 15, 20.
Yeah, and with that, you could always change it. I mean, if you wanted to just stick with 15, you could do that. If you wanted to, let's say you wanted to go up to 20 miles or 30 miles, it's interchangeable. You're not. It's not like set in stone, like that's all you can do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll get, of course, you know, the voice-activated searches, which are super popular as well, and then the directory submission package, getting him listed within those other popular directories where he's not listed. Okay.
Okay.
And then also with the not just the voice-activated searches, but also including the mobile platform package. So whether someone's searching from their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet, they're also going to be able to pull him up as a top recommended company. And the calls will come directly to him. Okay?
Okay. Got it. And then that's, now is this linked with the Better Business Bureau at all?
Are you, I believe he mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, did you guys just start a listing there with the Better Business Bureau?
We did.
Okay. That is one of our directory submitting package that's included in it, the BBB.
Okay.
So what we do is we create a listing for you on there. Now, if you've already started it, I mean, I don't know how far you got with that.
Okay.
So, I mean, it
actually,
is part of our directory.
The one doing that. Yeah, he was the one doing that, so I would have to talk with him to see what he did exactly. I'm not exactly sure what he did. So I
can take a look
see.
And see if I see anything on there. Yeah. If he's already got a listing there, I mean, obviously, like, for example, you guys have your Facebook page, right? If you didn't have a Facebook page, we would create one for you for the business, okay? We don't want to interrupt what you already have going there, right?
Okay.
Now, if you wanted to do Facebook ads, I mean, that's obviously, it's another type of service that we offer. I mean, we have packages that include that. But to be quite honest with you, I mean, I think this package would be the best one to start with. If later on down the line, you guys are like, hey, we want to also start doing the Facebook ads, you can always add that on. So what we do is we run ads on Facebook for you too. But then we would also be helping with managing your Facebook page. You know, some of them love the social media. Others are like, I don't even use social media, but it's like you maybe don't. But there's a lot of your clients that do, you know,
and with
Facebook, and I'll even share this, Amaryllis, my husband, he does dialysis. And one day I had to call the dialysis center that he goes to, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't remember the phone number by heart. So I looked it up on my phone, right? I kid you not, every time I go on my Facebook on my phone, I get all these Fresenius Care Center ads. And I'm like, oh my gosh, now I'm getting all these ads. Because I searched for it on my phone. So when I go on my Facebook, I'm seeing all these ads coming up. So you could be very targeted when it comes to the Facebook ads as well. But that's something you could always add on later on.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So what do you think? I mean, how do you feel about it?
I mean, it sounds really good. It sounds like you would definitely get publicity on it.
And I don't want you to think that this will happen overnight, okay? It is a process. Let me share that timeline with you just so you have a realistic.
Got it.
So, you know, with the Google listing, right, the way it works is within 6 to 10 days, you will receive a PIN code. It comes in the mail. Looks like a postcard, right? And the PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. You'll get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days. Okay, your address will appear nowhere on Google, FYI. We hide the address.
Okay.
Now,
so that was my question, because when I spoke with my the IT guy, cuz I tried to get the address changed on Google.
Right.
He said that the address has to, I tried to do it to a PO box, and he says if we didn't have the address, it would be an issue.
Right. So let me explain. Google, when you're getting PIN verified, okay, on Google, they will not PIN verify you at a PO box. They won't do it, and I'll tell you why. Because what happens is a lot of businesses, right, if they're using PO boxes, and that PO box is a physical address. So you're going to have all these different businesses trying, you know, using that PO box, right? It's not.
Correct.
So you don't have a way of determining, okay, this is the one business, right? So that's why they don't do PO boxes. What we have is, it's called a home office is what you have, right? Your business operates out of your home. It's like your home office. And I did this even when I catered. Nobody came to me, right, to buy food. I went to them. I catered at their event. So Google is very well aware that there's a lot of businesses that are mobile. When they show the address, when they want the address shown, is when you have a storefront. Right? Or you have a showroom, Okay. So
correct.
No one goes to you. You go to them. So in that event,
correct.
You use your home address. The address is hidden because Google doesn't want your address showing if it's your home office. We don't want anyone showing up at your house. Google doesn't want it, and I know you don't either. So that's how that works, right?
So then would you be able to remove the home address off of our website?
We don't touch your website. Are you still in touch with the guy that created your website? I mean, does he maintain it for you?
No, I can definitely contact him. That's not an issue.
Yeah, tell
so
him to remove the address.
If I contact him to remove it from my website, Google will not give me a problem with that.
No. No.
Okay.
Not at all. Here's the thing, right? When we set up the account, okay, you and I, if I'm setting it up with you, we go over all the business information. We go over the address that we're going to have the PIN code sent to. We specifically hide the address. The only reason why we need your address is because they will send that PIN code by mail and it will not be sent to a P.O. box.
Okay.
Okay. But that address will not show on Google. He is correct. They will not PIN verify you at a P.O. box. Okay.
Right.
That's the only reason, right? Other than that, I mean, I had a gentleman, he's in Kansas City, Missouri, okay? But he has, it's a virtual address that he uses, okay? For the virtual address that he uses is for his business, but it's in Lee's Summit. He's like, but I don't want to be PIN verified there. I said, okay, do you have an address for your Kansas City location? He's like, yeah, it's my home address. I go, okay, then we can use your home address. It'll PIN verify you there. Although you have your virtual office, right, in a different location, it's just for you to receive that PIN code so you can be in Kansas City. Because if we send the PIN code to, and I explained to him, if we send it to the Lee Summit address, you're going to be PIN verified in Lee Summit.
Got it.
Okay.
Which would mean then all of his calls or whatnot would come from Lee Summit as opposed to the Kansas City.
Well, it wouldn't mean that. It would mean that when you look at the map, in the map, he would be PIN verified in Lee Summit, right? It doesn't mean that just the calls are going to come from there. He targets, like, for example, he wanted to be found in Kansas City and 50 miles around Kansas City. So in order for us to get him in Kansas City as his local listing is why we needed his address for the Kansas City, if that makes sense. So like in your case, right, PIN verifying you, okay? If your zip code, because I noticed on Yelp there is an address. On Yelp, it shows 5834 North Mulligan Avenue, Chicago,
correct.
Illinois, 60646. Is that your home address?
We moved from that address.
Okay. Okay. So let's just say, right, that was your address that you wanted to be PIN verified at. The red dot is going to be in that zip code, right? Chicago, Illinois, 60646.
Okay.
But with the Google Ads is how we target around you outside of your local area. That's what we call the local area. Okay?
Okay.
I hope I'm not confusing you.
Like I said, I am not a tech savvy individual. I know what I have to do for my business.
Right.
That's pretty much
it. And I'll tell you this, you know, I've been with this company now going on 5 years, and a lot of it I've learned over the years that I've been working here. So I like to explain it as simple as possible without being too complicated, because I know myself, like, when you're explaining something to me, it's like, keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it for me, you know. But
to answer
your question, you know, just going back, we would want to PIN verify you at your home address. That address absolutely would not show, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And your website, we wouldn't touch the website. We just want to make sure that the website is linked to your listings where we're listing your business, because we want them to be able to see the website as well.
Got it. And then, okay, so then the Google page we currently have.
Right.
Would be, remove everything from all the information.
So you currently, right now, you have a Google listing on Google?
Because
I was not finding it. So you've received a PIN code in the mail?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Let me see.
And that's where the IT guy said that I could not take my address off Google.
What's the zip code that he has it under?
60646.
I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah, we received a PIN code, oh my gosh, maybe a couple years ago when we set up the website.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I was a little confused as to what we were doing. And that's why I was explaining to him I wanted to take the address off the website, but he said Google would not allow me because then we wouldn't be... like we wouldn't show up on the list or something, or there will be a conflict between the Google and the website. He was trying to explain something to me, and like I said, I'm not very tech savvy, so I don't know if it was him just kind of, you know, trying to just keep things as simple for him as possible.
Right. I'm trying to pull it up, and I can't even find it.
Yeah, so I received a PIN code a while back because he had said as soon as we get it to give him a call.
Okay, so is he managing your Google listing? If you gave him the PIN code, that tells me you did give him access to manage your Google listing.
Yeah, we did give him the PIN code.
Do you pay him a monthly service?
No.
Okay, it was just a one time?
Correct. So he doesn't, I don't even think he goes, I don't think he really does anything except he just set up our website.
Okay, and then he just probably just got you guys set up, you know, to be PIN verified on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as Plumbing 123, right?
We're Plumbing 123 INC.
INC. What's the address that he put you guys down under?
The 5834 North Mulligan Avenue. That's the address we used to live at. We no longer live there.
How far are you from that location now?
Maybe a mile.
A mile? Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it not coming up? Bear with me here. I'm trying to see if I can pull it up.
That's okay, because whatever's going to help our business grow, I'm more than patient with.
Okay. I'm trying to search for it even by the address to see if I could pull it up, because regardless, I should be able to see it no matter, you know, whether it's on page 10, 20, or whatever. And I'm trying to pull it up even by putting in the full address in there. Because if he does have you by your address, then I should be able to pull it up because he told you that he couldn't list it without the address.
Correct.
When was the last time you remember seeing the Google listing? Has it been a while?
It has been a while, yes. Because I have not, like I said, I don't go on there for much of anything.
Right. Do you remember if you had, like, reviews on there?
I think we did. I think we had maybe one or two reviews.
Yeah, the reason that I ask is because if you have reviews on there, we would want to manage that one. You know what I mean? Like, we would want that one being managed, especially when you have reviews, you know?
Right.
It's just so weird why I don't see it. What, and he never updated your address, right?
No, it has not been updated. Because when I tried to update the address and I told him that I wanted, he said we would drop down on the Google listing.
Not necessarily. What happens, what I've had is in the past when I've had businesses, like let's say they were PIN verified in one address, right, and then they moved, what could happen is if we update the address, okay, one or two things could happen. It could just be updating it and there's no issue, or Google might want us to request another PIN code, okay, just verifying it is the same business, you just move location. You know what I mean?
There's
always that possibility, right? I'm not seeing it. It doesn't mean that my techs might not be able to see it. You know what I mean? They got a lot more access than I do, but I can't seem to find it. And I've searched several different ways. As long as he's not the one managing it, so how it would work, Amaryllis, is if you guys decide to move forward, right?
Okay.
You would need to add us on as managers to your Google listing, okay? Not owners, managers to the Google listing. So that way we can optimize it and maintain it there on the first page, okay? Now, you can't have him having access and us as well because only one company can do it, right? So you would just have to add us on. Now, in regards to the address, okay, you could either keep it the same address and we just hide the address, or if you want to update that address, it's still going to be hidden, okay? But there is a possibility that we might have to request another PIN code, okay? Our technicians, I will tell you, I'm very confident with our technicians. They're highly trained and certified, but it is my job to give you all scenarios. Okay, this way you already know that there might be a possibility that we'll have to request a new PIN code. Okay, and the PIN code comes to you within 6 to 10 days if we had to do that. I know that they prefer to use, like, we've had clients that we've signed up in the past where they had a Google listing and it had great reviews, but then they had another Google listing. Like, they had like two, sometimes some of them had three Google listings. We always recommend using the Google listing that has the reviews, that be the one that we optimize. Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what we would be looking at. You would have to add us on as managers. And if you don't know how to do that, the technician is great about walking you through it. Okay, they're really good at that. The other thing is, of course, then in regards to the address, we hide the address regardless, and then if we're going to update that address, there is that possibility that they might have to request another PIN code, okay? Only because sometimes Google will say, wait, let's re-verify and make sure that this is the same business, just moved addresses, okay?
Got it.
So that's how we would work with that. But I mean, I'm not seeing the Google listing, but it doesn't mean that my technician wouldn't be able to find it. They have a lot more access than I do. I'm not that special.
Because I'm looking and I see when I type in Plumbing 123, I see like our Yelp page, our Facebook page, our Instagram page. All that shows up, and it has our Facebook page has our address on there, or has the old address on there, I should say, not the current.
Okay.
So
yeah, I saw all of that too. Yeah, when I did the Plumbing 123, I saw all of those as well. The Instagram page, I even see that you guys have Amazon too, right?
No, I don't think we do, but I'm showing that it is popping up. But under Plumbing 123 with the dashes in between the numbers, and we don't have
pages. Yeah, so that's probably, you know what that is, and it looks like it's a book, so it's probably someone, I mean, I'll tell you this much. We're having our whole house, you know, all the repiping done. And I'll tell you this much. My husband, I'll let him try to unclog a drain, but when it comes to the plumbing, move out of the way, buddy. We're going to call a professional. You know what I mean? Don't know. You're not going to watch it on YouTube. And I've done the biggest no-no because we just had, we have cast iron piping. So
okay.
This house is pretty old, right?
Yeah, that's not either.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they've been working on the house. Well, this week they did all the piping. They replaced all the pipes. The owner did, had it done. They came back today. They were going back to my house to finish up, I guess the flange or whatever they call it is broken. So they need to replace that and cut into the drywall. So it's just, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I'm not there while they're doing it. I can't deal with the mess. But I told my husband, it was funny because I told the guy, I even tried using Drano. He's all, do not ever use Drano. Don't ever use Drano.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Don't do that at all.
He's all, listen. He's all, just a word of advice if I can give you. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, don't ever use Drano. I go, look at it. I was super desperate. Like, I was taking a shower. Like I was taking a bath and I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't take it, you know? But
yeah,
I mean, these guys have been awesome. I mean, they've been like cranking it out. They got it all done in one day until when it came to, you know, redoing the toilets and then that piece was broken and they're like, ugh. So, I mean, and they're there at my house right now. So thank God I'm not there. And they did a really good job even with the cleanup. You know what I mean? Typically, I was like, oh, God, my house is going to be a mess. But, no, they did a good job. Really good job.
I'm texting my husband to see if we have any Google reviews, and maybe he can send me that info.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I remember him telling me we had some Google reviews, and that's why I'm confused. He says we have a few.
Okay.
He says we have
a few. So it's got to be there. Okay.
So, yeah, he does. He said we do have a few Google reviews.
I'm looking to see if I could find it another way. Because I tried by the company name. Sometimes I'll tell you, if you look by the company name, it'll pull up every single thing that's there, right?
Right.
I'm going to try.
What I just did.
And it would have just his phone number, right? It would have Victor's phone number, not yours.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to try something else, see if I can find it this way. Because that's going to bug me if I can't find it.
Yeah, it's kind of bugging me, actually.
You guys never changed your name, right? Ever?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I just found the Google page. So under Nice Local...
Uh-huh.
I'm showing...
Nice Local.
Correct.
Let me see.
I'm showing where there's some reviews there.
Okay. So, let me go to the right. I see reviews there. But where is
but
that Google listing?
Google, right. Exactly. That's my question now.
Right. I'm trying to see if it lets me click on the review by date, by rating, by popularity. Yeah, Nice Local is like another type of directory.
Yelp, so Google. So I see Yelp. Google, Yelp, Google. So I see a a few Google, obviously, reviews. But I, let me see if I click on those, on that review, if it'll take me to that.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, to see if it takes me to that review.
And it's, yeah, it's not, it's giving me the full review, but it's not putting me, it's not sending me to that Google page. But I just,
the review, that, which is one of the reviews that's from Google?
As it says, there's one from Jared Kane in, on March of this year,
okay.
And it says VIP Google.
Let me see. I'm going to do this. I'm going to copy that review and see if it comes up. Dang, I looked that up at the review just to see if it'll pull it up, and it takes me back to the nice local one.
Right.
Let me do something. Let me ask someone real quick if they could pull up.
There's one from Katie Blue.
Do you still have the PIN code? Do you have that put away?
I do. I think I do have it put away somewhere in a box of stuff.
You're like, oh my gosh, you're going to make me dig for it? No.
No. I'm not. Even if I had to, it's not. I know where all my business stuff is. It's not all organized right now because of the move, but I do know where it's at.
By date, by ring, by popularity. Yeah, I even asked my coworker, can you see if you find this? And she's like, nope. It's not even in through a different window that we look.
Wow.
Right? Well, I mean, at least we know we've been trying. I mean, the technician could still try, but if worst case scenario, like I said, they have a better chance of finding it. If worst case scenario, then we would have to create you a new one. That's a bummer, especially if you have especially if you have reviews on there. How long ago did you guys do that? Do you remember?
It had to have been over a year ago.
Yeah. That's just crazy. And I know that you said you didn't even get to update the address either.
Correct.
Well, I mean, we see reviews on there. Are you guys still in contact with a lot of, like, your clients that, you know, have used you in the past?
I think he might be, because I know some of them still call him back.
Oh, that's good. I mean, you could always have them go back on there and leave you guys reviews, but it's just a bummer because if you guys have reviews on there, I mean, it's definitely, you know. I just don't know why it would not come up, even by your address.
Yeah, like I'm showing everything popping up when I type in Plumbing123. I have IC Better Business Bureau. man.
Yeah, even if I looked for just the address, right? I look for just the address, and it shows me the Google like photo of the house. Of the street,
right.
There's like a white car in front of it, but it doesn't even show like a business associated with it. What's your new address? Let's just try. What's your new address?
4340 North Mulligan Avenue.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Well, I mean, that's what we would have to do. I mean, if we cannot find it, worst case scenario would be we would have to repin, do the pin code again, and then, of course, recreate it.
Okay.
I know even when clients have used us in the past and then they discontinue, any content that we created, none of that goes away. So, like, all the content is still there. It never disappears. So, I mean, I don't know why yours would not be coming up. I do see you guys, like, on Yahoo Local.
Mm.
Now, it could be maybe that it was never activated, but you said that there was reviews.
Yeah, the Victor has showed me reviews. Even when I tagged in the address of Google, I don't see it.
Yeah, you don't see it either, right?
No. I see all the thing. I see all the real estate regarding that address.
Right? So I saw all that too. Yeah. And then as well, like, I mean, I see reviews like on your Yelp listing coming up, but I mean, I'm not seeing anything on Google, but like I said, I mean, what we would have to do is just request a pin code, and we would just request it with the new address.
Okay.
And regardless, the address would be hidden. Okay.
Got it.
Because like I said, we don't want your address showing. So I would suggest have the address removed as well from the website.
Got it.
Okay.
Sounds good. I will definitely. Fine. You guys, the address, the phone number.
Yeah, so you want to remove the address. I mean, you don't want your address showing. I mean, if it has to show city, state, and zip, but not the physical address, you know? A majority of websites that I come across, they don't have the address. So, I mean, as far as, like, everything that we're offering, Amaryllis, I mean, how do you feel about it? What do you think?
It sounds great, actually. I would definitely do that. I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to see how, like I said, try to find the Google still. But I contacted the, I would contact my, what's this guy's name? The internet guy, just ask him.
Yeah, I would ask them, you know, I've been trying to find my Google listing and it's not coming up.
So I just told them that I need to speak with him, so give me a call.
Okay. So I'll actually be here up until 5 today.
Okay.
So I don't know if you need to, you know, still talk it over with Victor, you know, see what you guys want to do. But, I mean, in the worst-case scenario that Google listing is not available, we would just have to PIN verify you again.
Okay.
Do a re-verification.
Okay. Now, if I have that PIN and I find it, can I call you with that one also, the current one?
You should be able to. I will clarify. I'll find out from my manager if that's something we can do. And then this way, when we talk again, then I can definitely let you know. As long as you have the PIN code, I'll ask. If she still has the PIN code, can we use that same PIN code?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm almost positive I know where it's at. I just have to look in that box.
Okay. So I don't know how busy your day is today. I'm sure it's Friday, you know. But
right.
What time should I follow up with you?
You give me about an hour. I'm actually in my driveway
okay.
now. So
okay.
Let me go directly to that box and see if I find it. And I can call you back at this number.
That's perfect. Let me do this. I'm going to send you my 877 number. And that works out great because I'll actually be going to lunch. So I should be back from lunch about 2:15. I know
that
it's a late
good.
Lunch, right?
Yeah.
I'm always
I do late lunches too, so that's fine. But
well,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
give me about an hour.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. If I don't hear from you when I get back from lunch, I'll give you a call just to see. Hopefully, maybe you would have talked to him by then, and then we'll
okay.
figure it out. Okay?
That's
I'll send
like
you
a
text
sounds
with
like
my
plan.
With my contact info, and then we'll go from there. All right, Amaryllis,
like
I'll talk to you shortly. Of course.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You are very welcome. Bye-bye.